Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. Now, friends, do you ever watch a movie and wonder where the beautiful scenery actually is in the world? Like when I saw The Lord of the Rings, Mo-jie, I thought, where was this? This is so beautiful. Of course, a lot of it was filmed in New Zealand. Well, the movie Anne of Green Gables was filmed on Prince Edward Island. So the title of our lesson is Prince Edward Island. And here's a question for you. What makes the water warm and wonderful for swimming? What makes the water warm and wonderful for swimming? You're going to find the answer to this question very soon. Let's begin.
Prince Edward Island. Thousands of Anne fans flock to Cavendish on PEI's north coast. They visit the haunts, such as Green Gables, associated with Lucy Maud Montgomery and her red-headed heroine. Not far from Green Gables, Cavendish Beach and its beautiful sand dunes and red rocks welcome beach lovers. The Gulf Stream makes the water warm and wonderful for swimming, and the island's 1,760-kilometer coastline means a beach is never far away. 9 of PEI's 63 lighthouses welcome visitors in the summer.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 haunt 这个名词。haunt 是指常去的地方。例如 Kanding is one of the summer favorite haunts for tourists visiting Taiwan. Kanding 是来台湾游玩的观光客夏季最喜欢去的景点之一。或者是 this cafe used to be one of our haunts when we were in college. 这家咖啡厅是以前我们上大学时常去晃的地方。haunt 如果当动词的话可以指使经常苦恼或困扰。例如 Monica is still haunted by tragic childhood memories even though she's happily married now. Monica 虽然现在已经有幸福美满的婚姻，但是她仍然被幼时悲惨的回忆所苦。继续我们看的是 sand dune 这个名词。 sand dune 是指沙丘。例如 the expedition team almost got lost among the sand dunes in the desert.这个远征队几乎迷失在沙漠里的沙丘中，或者是 The beautiful endless sand dunes by the shore became many photographers' favorite scenery. 这些在海岸边无尽的沙丘成为了许多摄影师最喜欢的景观。
Thank you so much, Michelle. Rebecca, are you excited to continue learning about Anne of Green Gables?
Yes, I'm so excited. I love talking about Anne of Green Gables.
Okay, well, it's actually not exactly specifically about Anne of Green Gables. It's about Prince Edward Island. But yes, our section here does mention Anne of Green Gables.
Oh, yes, you bet it does.
But it also talks about a lot more, because there's a lot more you can do in Prince Edward Island. And there's a lot of things that we can learn here. For example, the answer to that question I asked earlier, the question was, what makes the water warm for swimming?
I know the answer. Choose me.
Rebecca.
The Gulf Stream.
Yeah, who else am I going to choose? Yeah.
Well, just wanted to make sure you saw me.
Okay.
It's the Gulf Stream that makes the water warm and wonderful for swimming.
Yes, yes. So if you're a swimmer, and maybe you could check this place out, friends. Don't miss this if you go to Prince Edward Island. Well, we read here at the top, thousands of Anne fans flock to Cavendish on PEI's North Coast. And Rebecca, you are an Anne fan.
I am an Anne fan. I would probably be one of those thousands who flock to Cavendish on PEI's North Coast.
But... Okay, well, we need to talk about that word flock, because usually I think of maybe a flock of sheep. That's the measure word we use for things like sheep, right? But if you see this phrase to flock to somewhere, that means You're talking about a large number of something going somewhere.
For example, every year, thousands of people flock to Yosemite National Park. Or this also reminds me of during the elections when we had the different presidential candidates and they're going around giving their speeches. Thousands of people will flock to that place where the presidential candidate is giving his speech.
Yeah, or maybe on voting day, people are flocking to the voting offices or boxes, right, to cast their votes. Well, we continue here learning about Anne fans who flock to Prince Edward Island. They visit the haunts such as Green Gables, associated with Lucy Maud Montgomery and her red-headed heroine. So we need to take a look at that word haunt. That's from the word bank. It's kind of, well, when I think of the word haunt, I think of ghosts. Do you know why, Rebecca?
Well, because I think of like haunted houses.
Yes.
And, you know, there's usually ghosts in haunted houses,
right?
That's right,
Rebecca. A haunted house, that is gwe'u, and those are haunted with ghosts.
But Green Gables isn't haunted.
No, of course it's not haunted in that sense. But friends, another meaning of this word haunt, the verb or the noun here, is a place that is frequently visited. So if that's the meaning, then yes, a lot of people go and see this place. You could call it a haunt.
So, for example, if you ever travel to California, San Jose, California, I recommend that you visit the haunt, the Winchester Mystery House. It's actually a really cool place.
That is cool. And if you go to PEI, make sure you visit the historical residence of Lucy Maud Montgomery. I think we have a picture of where the author of Anne of Green Gables used to live. Yes, or it's a museum now, the historical residence of this author. Now we read here, not far from Green Gables, Cavendish Beach and its beautiful sand dunes and red rocks welcome beach lovers. Now when I think of sand dunes, I think of, well, I think of the desert. I think of a place that is sandy with a lot of wind.
Ooh, that looks so cool. I remember one time I actually got to jump off a sand dune. It was kind of fun. Don't worry, it wasn't very high.
Well, no, I was just worried about you getting sucked into the sand.
Well, it wasn't too big of a sand dune, but it was still cool. Well, anyway, the Gulf Stream makes the water warm and wonderful for swimming, and the island's 1,760-kilometer coastline means a beach is never far away. And do you know what else is not far away?
The
InfoCloud. Hi, everyone. Thanks for being with us here on InfoCloud today. I'm Pauline.
And I'm Ken. Hey, Pauline, I know you and your husband are American, but you lived in Costa Rica for many years, right?
That's right. We did.
So were you expats or immigrants to Costa Rica?
Oh, that's an excellent question. Friends, the word expat is short for the word expatriate. Expat has become a very popular term to describe people who live in a country different from their own.
Actually, both the words immigrant and expat mean a person who lives in a different country than their own. But a major distinction you will see in dictionary definitions is that immigrants move to a different country with the intent to settle there permanently.
Right. Josh and I never planned to live in Costa Rica forever, so we were not immigrants.
Okay, that's clear enough. But is that the only difference between an expat and immigrant?
Technically, maybe. But in all practicality, there are other distinctions people usually have in mind. One distinction is motivation. Immigrants usually move away permanently from their home country because they feel the need to better their lives, usually financially and socially.
And the extreme of that is refugees. Refugees are a type of immigrant. Refugees are forced to look for a better life in a new country due to extreme hardships such as disaster, war, or oppression.
Exactly. But expats have very different reasons for moving abroad. They might do it for the adventure, for business, or maybe to share their faith or to serve the people in the other countries they move to.
Another difference is that immigrants typically move from countries of lesser opportunity and wealth to places of greater wealth and opportunity. Expats, on the other hand, typically move to places of equal or lesser wealth and opportunity.
To be honest, when I moved to Costa Rica, I could have made more money in the United States, but I wanted to improve my Spanish and to experience life in Latin America. So I definitely fit the definition of an expat.
如果你查字典，你会发现 expatriate 跟 immigrant 这两个字都是指移居海外者，但这两个字其实有很不同的含义。Immigrant 往往指的是那些为了永久定居而移民到另一个国家的人。Expatriate, 通常简称为 expat, 是指在海外居住的时间有限或者还没有决定要长期生活在海外的外侨。另一个区别呢是 immigrant 往往是为了讨生活或赚更多的钱移民到海外。一个比较极端的例子是 refugee, 难民。这也是一个类型的移民，但 expat 刚好相反，他所前往的目的地往往是一个比较落后的国家，因此 expat 通常是指在海外工作，而且教育程度比较高，生活比较富裕的专业人士。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. The famous fictional character Anne of Green Gables is not the only thing that makes Prince Edward Island special. Of course, she may be the most famous thing that people think about, but there are other wonderful things about PEI. What about the amazing beaches or the 63 lighthouses that visitors can visit? We're going to learn about one special lighthouse in this next section, as well as what are some of the things that you can eat on PEI. I think you'll be very impressed.
Prince Edward Island. Besides enjoying stunning views from the tops, visitors can browse in the small museums and learn about the island's history. The Cape Bear Lighthouse is still operational. It was one of the first land stations to receive a distress signal from Titanic. PEI's roads hold many of the island's subtle pleasures. New Glasgow offers one of the best traditional lobster suppers, a lobster along with all-you-can-eat seafood chowder, freshly steamed mussels, salads, and much more. No one goes away hungry. A trip to PEI will never disappoint. Wonders beckon to all who want a different kind of vacation.
OK, 接下来我们看 operational 这个形容词。我们看到这个字里面有 operation, 使用或运作这个名词。所以 operation 在这里是指正常运作中的。例如 ,the school cafeteria is operational even during summer vacation. 这个学校的餐厅在暑假期间仍正常营运。operational 也指操作上的或经营上的。例如 ,the operational cost of the community center was too high, so it was closed down last year. 这个社区中心的营运费用过高，所以去年就被关闭了。最后我们看的是 distress signal 这个名词。distress 在这里是指船只或飞机的遇难或遭难。例如 ,luckily, all the passengers were successfully rescued from the ship in distress. 很幸运的所有乘客都从这个遭到船难的船只上被成功的救出来。而 distress signal 就是指求救信号。例如 the fishing boat sent out a distress signal and the Coast Guard responded immediately. 这艘渔船送出了求救信号后，海岸巡逻队立即就有所反应。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Okay, friends, we are learning about PEI's lighthouses here. There are 63 lighthouses that welcome visitors like you during the summer. We read, besides enjoying stunning views from the tops, visitors can browse in the small museums and learn about the island's history. So there's a lot to see from the top and do and learn about in these lighthouse museums.
And we read about one in particular. The Cape Bear Lighthouse is still operational. That means that it's still being used.
And let's take a look at this Cape Bear Lighthouse. Wow, this lighthouse does look pretty old. It's been around for a long time. What else do we learn about this lighthouse? It was one of the first land stations to receive a distress signal from Titanic.
Ooh.
Yes.
I did not know that, actually.
Yeah, well, I didn't know it either, but that is one fact that has made this lighthouse kind of famous.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Well, yeah.
It became famous because of
the Titanic.
Because of the Titanic, because that was a very sad, sad time. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, let's go to something a little bit happier. PEI's roads hold many of the island's subtle pleasures.
Well, before we continue,
okay,
let's take a quick look at that word subtle. Now, you notice it's pronounced subtle, even though there's a B right in the middle of that word. Now, this word subtle, it means less known, or it could mean hidden, right? Or less popular, maybe less obvious. So we're going to learn about the island's less obvious pleasures, or things that we can enjoy.
And of course, when I hear this word subtle, mm-hmm. I automatically think of flavors, because I enjoy cooking a lot. So, for example, you could say, in the chocolate cookies, there is a very subtle cinnamon flavor. So it's not very strong, mm-hmm. but if you kind of taste it, you can taste it.
You can taste it.
Just a little bit.
Right? It's just there a little bit. It's very subtle.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. So, of course, we're learning about some of the things that are not as popular or famous about PEI. And we're learning about food here. This is really exciting to me. New Glasgow offers one of the best traditional lobster suppers. Get this. A lobster along with all-you-can-eat seafood chowder, freshly steamed mussels, salads, and much more. Rebecca, does this not look so delicious to you, so appetizing? Wouldn't you just like to cut that lobster open and eat all of its meat?
Oh, yum! But, Gabe, one problem. Hmm? I don't really like mussels.
You don't like mussels?
I don't like to eat mussels too much, no. And lobster is... it's only okay.
Rebecca.
I'm more excited about that seafood chowder.
Good. Mm-hmm. At least you can have some all-you-can-eat seafood chowder. I hope it doesn't cost too much, because usually people have to pay more for the lobster dinner.
Right. Well, yeah. I don't know what the price is, but nonetheless, it does sound pretty tasty. But I really like this next sentence. No one goes away hungry.
Oh.
Well, that's a good thing. I mean, who wants to eat dinner and then go away hungry?
Yeah, hopefully you're full after dinner, right? Well, this is a good phrase to know, too. If you finish something and then you leave, well, how do you leave? What adjective can you use to describe? So you use this phrase to talk about leaving a place in a certain way. You don't want to go away from a restaurant hungry.
Absolutely not. This actually reminds me, we used to go to my grandma's house every Sunday. And oftentimes, I would leave the table or I would go away still feeling hungry because you always made different dishes that I didn't really like that much.
Rebecca.
So I wouldn't eat that much, yeah.
Oh, that's so sad.
But that's okay. That was a long time ago.
Did your grandmother know you didn't like the food that much?
Well, yeah, of course.
She probably went away sad.
Yeah, maybe. Well, you know, here's another way to use this phrase. After the meeting, Jenny actually went away feeling discouraged.
Oh.
It wasn't a good meeting.
Well, friends, I hope that's not how you feel after our lesson. I hope you go away feeling encouraged, knowing that your English has improved. Well, our last paragraph says, a trip to PEI will never disappoint. Wonders beckon to all who want a different kind of vacation. Wonders beckon. That means if you go there, you can see a lot of wonderful things.
Well, right now, it's time for a review skit, and we know that you will go away happy.
It's beckoning us.
Oh, yeah.
Come.
I'm finding out about Prince Edward Island. There's so much to discover. Isn't it splendid to think of all the things there are to find out about? Yes, it is splendid. Let me properly introduce myself. I'm Anne. Oh, are you from Prince Edward Island? Well, kind of. Actually, I'm from the book, Anne of Green Gables. The book written by Lucy Maud Montgomery. Yes. You've heard of it? Of course. It's a very popular book. Then you know my story? I think so. You were an orphan spending your childhood in strangers' homes. And orphanages. Until I was sent to the home of an older couple. Siblings. Actually, they had requested to adopt a boy, but they got me by mistake. The book follows you and all your adventures at home, at school, and in the community. With friends and neighbors. Oh, those were great times. I'm sure. You know, you're one of the reasons I'm visiting Prince Edward Island. Really? Yes. And now I want to find out everything I can about this place. Great. It really is splendid to think of all the things there are to find out about. I agree. It just makes me feel glad to be alive. Actually, you're not exactly alive. You're from a book. Hey, use your imagination. Right. Shouldn't you have red hair? I never liked that red hair. I dyed it. What do you think?
Oh, man, I don't know about you, Rebecca, but I think I'm most excited about that lobster dinner. That's what I would want to try if I went to Prince Edward Island.
Well, I'm most excited about visiting the museum and seeing where Anne Shirley lived.
I'm sure you are most excited about that.
Yeah.
Friends, there is a lot that you can do on Prince Edward Island, and it's just a beautiful place to visit. So if you have a chance, go!
And, of course, we'll see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.